Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, it's time for the latest round of the USDA crop report, production numbers, stock numbers. And there's been some speculation floating around. I've been reading that USDA may throw us a curveball and have some surprises. Were there any?
Well, there might have been. First, we're going to talk about the wheat, because that's what's going on right now is the wheat harvest. And we are looking at larger wheat production numbers out there. All winter wheat's coming in at 1.482 billion bushels. This is 24 million more than what we had back in May. And the hard red winter wheat production was increased by 40 million over what we had in May to 979.2 million, and the Kansas harvest was increased by 8.2 million over May. So production is a negative for us this morning, but we did see them trim the ending stocks both on old crop and new crop. Now, even though they're trimmed, they're still large numbers. We still have burdensome supplies out there, but we don't see anything in this wheat that's really all that positive. Now, the soybeans, pretty much in line of expectations. There's really no changes out there in the ending stocks, old crop and new crop. But the corn's a little bit of a surprise this morning, coming in lower on ending stocks for both old crop and new crop than expected, and coming in lower than what we were in our May numbers. Now, this is price supportive to the market, and we are looking this morning for the corn to be anywhere between 5 and 10 higher on the opening. They're calling soybeans 3 to 5 higher possibly, and a lot of that's off the China news yesterday most likely. And the wheat's being called a little higher. I think the wheat will only see a technical bounce, if anything. Wheat at best, as far as I'm concerned, will be mixed this morning.